G'day, Mick. Thank you for your time. There's plenty of mums and dads listening that also have the coach, you know, they wear the coach badge as well. Is it a tough gig?
Oh, yeah, it's a very demanding gig, and it's about people management, kid management, parent management. You know, it's a management gig, and you've got to be pretty well game on to be able to handle all those different type of personalities to get a successful outcome out on the pitch.
Yes, I'd rather play the game than become a coach, because I know what I was like as a player. I played rugby union, and the coach said, "Right, we're going for a 10K run." I said, "Off you go." And he'd say, no, you're coming too. I said, "Listen, mate, I don't run 10Ks in one run on a game. Why should I do it now? I'll see you when you get back." That's the sort of stuff you're talking about, huh?
Well, in some ways, yeah. But, you know, there's been a lot of education put into coaching in the last couple of years, which has been really good. And there's a lot more stuff online for coaches, junior coaches, senior coaches. That's all available for coaches to use, which is really good. But still, you know, it comes back to that connection of connecting with the child, with the athlete, male or female, whoever it may be, and trying to embrace them and get the most out of them and the environments that they're going to go into. And believe it or not, that's where some of these coaches might need a bit of support. You know, the parent coaching the under-7 soccer team or rugby union team or AFL team, you know, instead of just maybe one coach, maybe sometimes it's good to have a few assistant coaches that can maybe do a few of the other little jobs that the head coach mightn't be that good at, maybe like cutting the oranges or folding the jerseys.
Oh, the oranges. Mate, the game does not go on. It does not happen without the oranges. And then, of course, you got to get the support staff like the mums to do all the washing and all that sort of stuff. Hey, let's upscale it. There's been quite a high-profile bloke, Ange Postecoglou. He's got everybody to the World Cup, and then he's quit the dummy. What sort of stuff has he put up with that we possibly haven't even thought about?
Oh, look, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scene of any elite team, you know, especially the Socceroos, a national squad aiming for the World Cup. You know, the pressures of coordinating all those players that some fly in from overseas because they play overseas and in other competitions, getting them to be prepared to peak at a certain event. It mightn't be in Australia where they're playing, they might be overseas where they're playing. So he's got those logistics just there. And, you know, he's got the logistics of trying to get the support from the Federation, the Australian Soccer Federation, to, you know, allow him to be able to coach his job and do what he's really, really good at, which is, you know, getting the players to peak at the right time. So I wasn't in the change room, I wasn't in the boardroom, but obviously for a head coach to get a team to qualify for the World Cup is amazing. But then for a head coach to stand up and go, you know what, I've had enough and the toll of this job is taking too much of me and I'm walking away, that's a full indication that coach, to me, hasn't been supported enough by the Federation and by maybe some of the other members in his organisation.
And let's not forget, too, he probably spent more time with the team than his own family. That takes its toll.
Well, it's interesting. You know, in the coaching arena, most coaches are told early in the piece that you'll be spending more time with your athletes than you will with your family. And, you know, I've seen a number of interviews since he stepped down and, you know, he mentions, you know, his son was born. He was in Sydney for, I think, maybe 24 hours after his son was born, and then he was on a flight for 2 weeks out of the country where he didn't even see his wife or son for 2 or 3 weeks straight after that birth. And, you know, it doesn't matter what type of coach you are, that has an effect. I mean, every person's, you know, with a family has the values of family, and when you're not there with your wife or your partner or your loved one, that could grate on any person for a long period of time.
Yeah, I know the feeling, mate, and I'm not even the coach, but that's another story. I just want to close in saying I used to own a small amateur sort of motor racing outfit, and we always used to say, if only we could tune the head of the rider like we can tune the bloody engine.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that because it all comes from the top.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Mick, lovely spending some time with you, mate. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for your time, and it's been great having a chat to you.
Excellent. There's high-performance coaching expert Mick Miller. This is the KZ Network.